Being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal's Maddox Struther, going to the state here in your freshman season. First of all, I just kind of want to go back to Clear Lake on Saturday. Tell me about your mindset and your game plan going into Saturday and how you were able to ultimately get through to state.
I looked at the bracket and I saw it was going to be a tough road. So I just took it one match at a time, didn't look ahead and didn't think of anyone as small or easy match. And I just kept my head down and kept wrestling hard.
Did you place first or second then up there on
Saturday? I got second.
So tell me a little bit about your matches then and kind of how those went for you.
The first match, I was worried about the kid because I had lost to him earlier in the season, but I got into the second period. I was down by 3 or 2, I think it was, and I pinned him. And then going into the second match, I hadn't beat this kid. I think the last time I wrestled him, I lost by 9. So I was going in there knowing it was going to be a tough match. So I wrestled every period as hard as I could. And the third period, it just kicked in, and I ended up turning him and pinning him. Then in the finals, the kid, I knew he was good on his feet, so I shot in on him. I got in on a shot, and then I just got caught and pinned. So
when it comes to your regular season as a whole, what would you say are some of the biggest highlights or maybe some of the lows throughout the year that you had to overcome this year?
Some of the lows were losing matches that I shouldn't have lost in the beginning of the year. There was a match that I was up by like 9 points and I just got too aggressive and I walked right into a headlock and got thrown and pinned. That was maybe the biggest low I could think of, but probably the biggest high was beating the Clear Lake kid, John Amos, Saturday, because that was a big match for me. I hadn't beat him yet this year. I lost to him twice. So that was a really big match for me. That led me to get into the state tournament.
What would you describe as some of your biggest strengths or maybe your style that you bring to the mat?
I'd say one of my biggest strengths is probably being able to get out on bottom and being able to keep kids down on top. Because without being able to get on bottom, you can't really score from that position unless you know how to get out, which I'm pretty good at getting out. And then on top, you either let them go or you have to turn them. And I'm pretty good at turning them, so I'd say those are my two biggest strengths.
So being part of this team as a freshman this year, what are some of the biggest things you think you've learned about, you know, what it takes to be successful, you know, being part of this this strong culture here at HDCal?
You got to have a good attitude. At the beginning of the year, I always saw everyone that I was going to lose a match, and that's when I lost, like, I think I lost 7 of my 10 of my 12 losses at the beginning of the year because I would always think, I'm not going to be able to beat this kid. He's really good. And then once I finally figured out that I needed to change my mindset, my coaches told me that. And then once I figured that out, that's when I really started to win, and that's when I built all my confidence.
And going down to the state tournament, what's going to take from you to continue to have success? So what's got to keep going right for you down there?
I just got to keep taking it one match at a time. Don't overlook anyone. Don't underlook anyone. And I just got to wrestle my best, wrestle out through every position, and don't get caught or anything like that. Just wrestle smart matches and, yeah, stay healthy, I guess.
You bet. That's Hampton Dumont Cal's Maddox Struther. Congrats on going to state. We'll catch you down there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.